Scott Schnair dictating a 6-minute walk test on Sandra Horn, H-O-R-N-E. This goes to Dr. Price. On 11/13/24, Mrs. Horn performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, rumor saturation was 90%, period. Patient walked 132 meters in 6 minutes. Paused at 1 minute and 45 seconds due to pain in legs and dyspnea. And stopped the test at 3 minutes and 19 seconds due to pain in her legs. At that time, she achieved 132 meters and her saturation was 92%, perineopagraph impression, poor exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on John Mitchell. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 11/13/24, Mr. Mitchell performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity. And when compared to a study dated 7/23/24, there's been no change, perineopagraph compression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Ruben Velez, V-E-L-E-Z. This goes to Dr. Galthier. On 11/13/24, Mr. Velez performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 98%, period. The patient walked 599 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study remained 98%, period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Judith Palmer. This goes to John Blake, comma, PA. On 11/13/24, Mrs. Palmer performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 96%, period. Patient walked 416 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation was 93% at the end of the study, period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Clemens. This goes to the VA on 11/13/24. Mr. Clemens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/5/24, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, minimal restriction, without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Falk, F-A-U-L-K. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 11/13/24, Mr. Falk performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was very severe airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There's no improvement after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 1/4/23. There's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression. Very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Anne Presley. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 11/13/24, Mrs. Presley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/31/24, there's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph compression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Pamela Cornelison, C-O-R-N-E-L-I-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 11/13/24, Mrs. Cornelison performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 8/13/24. There's been some deterioration in flow rates, period. The paragraph on the current study, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing slight deterioration. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Michael Smith. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 11-13-24, Mr. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal without significant airway obstruction or bronchoreactivity. Period compared to a prior study dated 8-1-24, there's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph impression, normal study. Period. Thank you.